We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's a brand new WIP afternoon show. Ike Reese is over there. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Jackie Baseball. Today's show brought to you by Guida. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We are lucky enough to be joined by Audacy NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Audacy Original Podcast, the best football show featuring daily breakdowns of the most exciting moments across the league. Now, Baldy, obviously you love football, but from following you on social media for years, you just seem otherwise from football to have the best life in America. So I'm just wondering how the football offseason is going for you.
It's been good, Spike. You know, I mean, I believe in vacations.
You do.
You know, yeah, I do. And so, you know, I've been to the Bahamas and Costa Rica and getting ready to go to Belize and Bali's on the horizon.
See, so, I told you.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, I'm a citizen of the world, Spike. I got to get outside the city and I got to try and see new things, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny. Radio people in general get trained to not want to take vacation. And I think it was probably 6 or 7 years ago, I was at a party and my boss's, maybe even closer, 10 years ago, my boss's wife was there. And she said, "Are you going to take a vacation this year?" I said, "I don't really take vacation." And she said to me, "You know, you don't get a bonus for not taking vacation when you die."
Yeah.
And she is right. She's right.
Yeah.
So there was a story earlier this week about, you know, Bill Belichick's job hunt, and the Eagles were mentioned as a team that he would consider and that Jeff Lurie considered it or at least thought about it. One, do you think he'll be coaching in the NFL next year? And then two, what do you think the likelihood of him coaching here would be?
Well, I mean, they got a coach, you know, Nick Sirianni, and I don't think anybody ever wavered off of that last year. I mean, you know, Bill Belichick comes available, you probably have the conversation, like, do you move on to, you know, maybe the best that's ever done it? I think he's going to be coaching next year. I think this year off, his son's coaching at the University of Washington, his other son's at New England still. I think he's going to take a look at the landscape, try some different things. But I don't think he's going to get away from the game very far. And I do think he'll be coaching next year. You know, the average tenure for a head coach right now in this league is about 3 years. So there's going to be another turnover like there was this year. And I'm not going to sit here and try to predict which ones are going to get turned over. But I think he's going to be coaching again next year because I think he wants to. And I think that, you know, he may not, you know, get all of the power that he once had in New England, you know, the coach, the general manager, and the whole thing. But I think that he'll be okay with that as long as he was with the right owner and the right GM.
What's your thoughts, Baldy, on, I guess, that rumor that's out there is being reported that maybe Robert Kraft may have discouraged Arthur Blank from hiring Bill Belichick? A, through your back channels or anything, have you heard anything about that, any validity to that? And then B, do you believe there's something out there about hiring Bill Belichick that is sort of a turnoff?
I mean, it's rumors are rumors. Like, they're always out there in, you know, in our business, and sometimes you kind of dismiss them. I think Bill Belichick's record stands pretty strong by himself. I think Arthur Blank, I've known Arthur a long time. I worked for him way back when. But I feel like he knows how to make his own decisions. He might consult with other people, but I don't believe. And they interviewed him. And so I believe that, you know, he made the decision he made with Raheem. He knows Raheem, you know, real well. He coached there in Atlanta, you know, a couple years ago. So he's familiar with them. They went the direction they went, but I don't think it had anything to do with any conversations with another owner.
Yeah.
We're talking to Audacy NFL insider and vacation advocate Brian Baldinger. So draft is a week away. We were debating yesterday. Eagles have the 22nd pick in the first round, and we were talking about with the retirement of Jason Kelce and the, you know, that the Eagles being, you know, they have their plan at center, but probably being short a guard and not being totally sure that Juergens can take over center. The idea of potentially taking a guard in the first round, and Ike's position was that it's sort of a position that you can go after later in the draft, because it's not as crucial as tackle or center.
His is a former guard.
Well, that's why I'm asking him. You said it. Well, what is your position about the idea of taking a guard in the first round?
Well, I mean, if you were Zach Martin or you were Quentin Nelson,
sure,
you know, you'd be all over it.
Yep.
I mean, those have been great players in this league, first-team All-Pro players. There is a guard out there. There's a guy that can play guard that they have their eyes on for sure. They don't think he'll be there at 22, and I don't think they'll trade up to get him unless he slides, you know, past Pittsburgh and past a couple other teams, you know, towards 20, 22. But I think they have their eyes set on a corner. I think there is a guard, though, that if for some reason he was available, I don't think that they would think twice about plugging him next to Lane Johnson and letting him go. They haven't really replaced Isaac Seumalo since he left, or Brandon Brooks since he left. And I think they like to be really big inside at guard, like Landon Dickerson is. Mm-hmm. I think they feel really good about Cam Juergens, though. I think they feel good about his athletic ability. I think he's probably one of the strongest guys on the team, if not the strongest guy on the team right now. Mm. But I think they feel pretty good about Cam at center.
Yeah. When you said corner, that made my ears perk up there a little bit, Baldy. They haven't drafted one since Lito in the first round, I mean. Since Lito back in 01, I believe it was, when they, or 02. It was 02 they drafted Lito Shepard. I think I asked you before about Wiggins. I like Wiggins. You talked about his size. We talked about Cooper DeJean. Is there a corner you sort of like in that area where the Eagles will pick that you think is sort of a fit for what they want to do defensively?
I got to believe that Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I just do. I don't think one of those guys is going to get past Indianapolis right now. But I like both those guys. But, you know, Kool-Aid is a really – I mean, if last year at this time, Kool-Aid was probably the number one corner in college football going into the season. Now, Terrion just had an unbelievable season. He's a great tackler. He's a very good competitor. But you know, I mean, Cooper's a good player. They like him. They've brought him in for a workout and meetings and all that kind of stuff. That doesn't ensure anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, you know, I know it's been a long draft since they drafted a corner. But my God, Ike, we all watched him play last year.
Yes,
the ball was flying over their head like never before.
Yes,
you know, and you know, look, they didn't put the sack numbers. They didn't put the pressure on the quarterbacks. Like they did the year before, and suddenly everybody got exposed back there. Only Washington gave up more touchdown passes than the Eagles did last year. I mean, the 49ers, if they had the ball right now, they'd throw another touchdown pass against them. So, I mean, if you said to Vic Fangio, what can we do to shore this thing up? He'd say, well, you know, 22nd pick, I don't mind coaching one of these corners up. So, I don't know. I feel like I know it's been a long drought. But I don't know that they've had a worse secondary since what we saw last year.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm in on Cooper and Wiggins. I know Wiggins a little bit of slight of frame, but I like both of those corners. Wiggins because of his speed, and I love the versatility of Cooper when you watch him out there playing, and his speed is very deceptive. People talk about his athletic, I guess, being stiff in the hips, Baldy. We know that's a football term. I had that issue. Nick Saban used to kill me jokingly about how stiff I was in my hips. But what do you think about Cooper DeJean lining up on the outside as a corner?
No, I don't have any qualms about it. We saw a lot of good receivers in the Big Ten the last couple of years out there. His ball skills are phenomenal. He doesn't look like he has any stiffness in his hips when he's returning punts, Ike.
Yep.
And he's making men miss, or he's taking, you know, interceptions back to the house. They look just fine to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to be a deterrent at all right now.
Yeah.
So we're talking to Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. So to be honest, Baldy, and this is the final question I have, to be honest, I don't watch any college football at all. I don't really like college sports. I don't like college basketball.
Yeah.
I don't. So,
all right.
So when it comes draft time, I've been doing a basketball podcast for years. Comes draft time, the week before, I just watch tons of YouTube, and I do my big board based on YouTube alone.
Okay.
And I actually, I would say my hit rate is not bad.
Okay.
How do you think, this is the first year I'm ever going to do it with football. Your prediction, how do you think my big board would score against your big board, having only watched YouTube versus all of the homework that you do?
Well, you probably have just great natural instincts.
Yes, I'm a football guy.
Sometimes we cloud our great instincts with all kinds of measurements and what they did at the combine and how they scored on the Wonderlic test. And, you know, and it just clouds what you saw on YouTube.
Yes.
And so I think, I honestly think, like, sometimes all of this information that we have does nothing to help us try to find the best prospects out there. So I bet your board stacks up pretty good with what I look
I like it.
In the last few weeks.
I like it, Baldy. You know, it's funny you say about whittling everything down to just basics. What I always do when I watch the basketball YouTube is I say to myself, can he shoot, can he pass, can he dribble? That's all I'm looking for. So sometimes we would argue about quarterbacks here. I'd be like, he can't throw the ball where it's supposed to go. How's he going to be good? And, you know, sometimes it is just that simple. He can't put the ball where it's supposed to be. Well, enjoy the rest of your vacations. Where are you going to be in Detroit for the draft?
No, I'll be in Los Angeles.
Okay.
For the draft at our network. So I'll just be doing stuff after each Thursday, Friday, Saturday after the draft. Days are over. We're going to be recapping what we just saw. So I'll be out there. But, you know, vacation season, you know, there's a nice little 10-day span in May.
There you go.
It's wide open right now. So I'm looking forward to those days.
Man, my dream is to go. I want we as a show, with obviously with his blessing, need to go on vacation with Baldy.
Well, why don't we just head down to Brazil, Spike? Let's just go to Brazil for week one next year.
Look,
you know? I mean, there's a lot to see. Like, I'm sure that you have a to-do list in São Paulo, but I know a couple hidden spots in that massive city where we could go have some fun and nobody would ever find us.
Well, geez.
I'm looking at a freeze.
You know, if the station sends me, I don't know if I can afford the Brazil trip, but the station sends me, I'm there. And let's go.
Talking to sponsors now, Spike.
Yes.
Talking to sponsors now.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Baldy.
Appreciate
all
it, brother.
That's Brian Baldinger. Of course, fans of Philly is doing a Brazil trip.
Elliot's going.
What's that?
Elliot's going.
Elliot is going. I think it's a 13-hour flight. And the thing about it is...
I'm out.
Well, the thing that sucks about it is that they are... Like, Brazil's basically right below us. Mm-hmm. So you travel 13 hours, but you don't gain any time back. You know, when you drive, when you fly to L.A., you get that 5 hours back.
I flew 14 to Japan, and we, like, I think Japan is 13 hours ahead of us?
I don't know.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, I don't know if they're ahead of us or behind us.
No, they're ahead of us.
They are ahead of us? Yeah, I think it's 13 hours ahead of us.
Wow. So you lose basically 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so every day, 3:30. So what I was talking to Baldy about is the YouTube big board. We're going to bring the YouTube big board to the brand new WIP afternoon show.
I like it.
I will scout a different position every day starting tomorrow at 3:30. I asked for a skill position first before I start scouting offensive linemen.
And I don't waste your time with that.
Well, you might take a guard in the first round. Baldy thinks there's one. Who do you think he was talking about?
I think he was talking about the kid from Washington.
Okay.
I had him in front of me.
Well, I asked that
Troy
question like I have any idea.
Fatunu.
Okay.
Fatunu? He's an interior.
Fatunu sounds the best.
Fatunu? Yeah.
That's right, but it sounds the best.
Troy Fatunu. Pac-12 guy, though.
We don't do well in the Pac-12.
Let's just go top level tomorrow. Let's go quarterbacks.
I like it.
I will scout my top three quarterbacks for the YouTube big board tomorrow at 3:30. Now
these aren't quarterbacks you want the Eagles to take.
Well,
I want people to like, hold on, the Eagles don't need a quarterback.
Well, With one of the second round picks. See, my big boards are typically, sometimes some of the bigger prospects will be in there, but I don't really look at what the big prospects are. So
you're looking, you just
go down a list.
Yeah, you go to eye test.
So there might be a guy there that will be there with one of their second round picks or be there at 22. I don't know. Quarterback factory. 215-592-9494. Talking about the big Sixers game against the Heat last night and the win, Joel Embiid coming through in the fourth quarter. We will get to your calls right after Ike.
Hey, for years you've heard Dr. Glad on WIP talking about his amazing services. Now, we all know I'm bald and beautiful. Thank you.
I would put beautiful first. You're beautiful,
beautiful and bald.
Okay. Yes, yeah.
Proud to be bald. I'm proud to be bald, Spike. Not everyone can be as lucky as me, though. Dr. Glatt and the Glatt Group, they know so many people that think hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure, but that's not the case. The Glatt Group have restoration treatments to strengthen before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant, and their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, and no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for Trans-Epidermal Delivery. Now, it's where growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles, and both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glatt Group a call, always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com. That's 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com and tell them Ike sent you.
Now, we do have an A.J. Brown tweet.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get to it right after we talk to Dan in Winfield on WIP. Hey, Dan.
Spike and gents, happy afternoon.
What's up?
What's up, Dan?
Spike, your time up at the Fan. Now, you saw Nick basketball, correct?
I did.
What kind of Kool-Aid are you drinking to think your Sixers are going to have like an easy road there?
I didn't say it would be easy. I said they'd be. I specifically said it would be a tough out.
It's going to be, you know, this is going to be the year, you're right, that they don't lose in the second round. It's going to be a first-round exit.
Are you a Knicks fan?
I cannot see. I'm Eagles and Knicks, Rangers. I do like the Eagles, though.
Where are you from?
Fraud.
Where am I from? I'm originally from Central Jersey.
What town? Yeah.
South Brunswick.
Okay. When you repeat the question back to me.
By the way, there are more, I grew up with more Steeler fans and Cowboy fans. So
then Eagles
really
fans.
Happen.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
it's not like, you know, baseball, which is a regional thing. You know, I know more Steelers and Cowboy fans than any of the fans.
Sorry to hear. But I think my point on the Knicks is I have seen plenty of teams in the history of the NBA, specifically Tom Thibodeau teams, that compete very hard during the regular season, harder than everyone else. But then when it's playoff time and everybody's playing hard, there is a significant advantage that they have during the regular season that they won't have during the playoffs. Second, it's very difficult for a team whose best player is an undersized guard who just scores, essentially, to lead their team particularly deep in the playoffs. Does it happen? It does. Does it happen a lot? It doesn't really. I think the Knicks are a major player away from being a real title contender. Could they beat the Sixers? For sure, they could. But if you're asking me who I think that the team that will win that series is, it's the Sixers, and that's why.
Of course, I mean, you're a Sixers fan, but I will say this. This team, the fact that they're even the second seed is remarkable because they've played without their entire front court.
Oh, bro. Give it a rest. The fact that they're a second seed is a statistical anomaly. They are two games better than the eight seed. They had a nice season, but they won, 50 games. The Sixers, who were missing Joel Embiid for 9 weeks, won 47 games. What are we talking about? Everybody from 2 to 8 in the Eastern Conference is within 3 wins. You had a nice season. Let's not act like the Knicks are world beaters. They're not. And if Embiid wasn't out for 2 months, the Sixers would be the second seed. So let's just talk about now instead of the regular season games you won. It's not the regular season anymore.
I understand that, Spike. The Knicks had an all-NBA guy that's been out for 3 months.
Oh, Julius Randle. Get over
he
it.
He stinks.
He stinks.
He does, okay.
Well, would you? Do you think the Knicks are better with or without Julius Randle?
I think they're better with him, obviously, because it gives them a second hand to score. I mean, Mike, I'm watching the Knicks since 72, 73.
I don't care.
Okay.
Don't care. Don't care. Don't care. Don't care. No more. Julius Randle is one. He is a power forward who can't shoot. That is the lowest value of any sort of offensive player in the NBA. The reason it doesn't work in the playoffs for him is that whole bit where you put your head down and you bully your way to the rim. That when 3/4 of the teams that you're playing either don't care or aren't any good in the regular season, it works.
You can get away with that, yeah.
He has the lowest field goal percentage in the history of players who play in the playoffs. The lowest. They're better without him.
Yeah.
They're truly better without him. I'm not ready. We're going to have 2 weeks of these Knicks idiots.
Well, and Julius Randle still felt like he was the best player on the team.
Right. And he's not.
And he's not. Yeah. So him being there, I'm pretty sure, or not being there, has freed up those Knicks players, including Jalen Brunson.
Did you notice how much better they've been since they got less lefties on their starting lineup?
Hey, let's not rip on lefties.
They had too many, though. They had, what, 3 in the starting line with Barrett and him?
And is Josh left-handed?
No, Josh is a right-handed.
Josh is right-handed, okay.
Barrett stinks. That was
R.J. Barrett stink. Did stink.
Does stink. So I mentioned an A.J. Brown tweet. Now, earlier this week, A.J. Brown changed his profile photo on social media to Tom Brady.
Mm.
He also recently, and Jack, is it on Twitter that he's following all the Patriots?
Instagram, he's following all the Patriots.
Instagram, following a bunch of Patriots players. Today, he responded on Twitter to the reaction to him changing his profile picture. TB12 is my favorite player ever. I watched the Dynasty, and it brought back some memories from my childhood. Go look up what he did in 2015 when he was doubted/disrespected. Yeah. I see the disrespect. Motivated. Yes, that's it. I did not think changing my PFP, profile picture, to the greatest QB ever would cause controversy. Take care. This guy sucks, man. He sucks.
He sucks?
Not
as a player.
He's a good player, yeah. but don't... All he wants is attention. Don't say you didn't think this would cause attention. What you're doing is to get people to notice.
Yeah.
This guy complains about everybody else talking about what he does, but he continues to do things that make people doubt his commitment to the team. He continues to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't think it was a big deal that he changed his profile when it was brought to my attention, but you notice it. Like, if you change your profile to Tom Brady and you're a current Eagles player, people are going to notice that, and there are going to be some fans out there that wonder, what does this mean? Now, here's what AJ can't do. He can't make like the media is running with some story about anything, because they're not. First of all, now we're responding to you tweeting about this. We hadn't brought up the fact that he changed his profile picture, right? Nobody had brought that up and made it a thing.
We talked about it for 4 seconds.
Yeah, like, yeah, nobody made it a thing. And so now he's responding to it via tweets, and he says he sees his haters. I would ask AJ this. What? Who's hating on you? Like, what do you mean you see haters? Like, who are you paying attention to?
Especially now, the disrespect. Nobody's even talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really get it. But this is, I think AJ is one of those guys that he needs a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, right, to go out there and try to prove people wrong. And I think that's what he uses for motivation. And sometimes media and fans are an easy scapegoat for athletes, instead of addressing what they really want to address,
right,
and who they really want to address, you'll use the fans as, well, fans are disrespecting me, or you'll say, well, the media, and that's who you are angry at for no reason. Like, there's something else there with him that this is not sort of the, like, you don't see anybody else on the Eagles doing this.
No. Nobody's doing anything.
Yeah.
Even Slay stopped.
Yeah. I don't know.
The WIP Afternoon Show Twitter poll brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The poll, the new one, who worries you more going forward after last night? Embiid or Maxey? Who worries you more? What do you think?
Ooh, that's a good question. Who worries you more going forward? I know this fan base. It's Embiid.
It's Embiid.
Yep, it's Embiid.
In a landslide?
No, is it a landslide?
I don't know. What do you think?
I'm going to go, I'll go, because it's Embiid, I'll go 65.
82.
Damn, 82?
82%.
Wow.
Tyrese Maxey disappeared for four quarters last night. I mean, I love Maxey. I think he'll be fine. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he looked like just a guy out there last night.
Yeah.
He did not look like he did not look like a star.
Meanwhile, the real most improved player in the league, Coby White, had 40.
We're not doing the Coby White talk here. Are you serious?
He is.
You don't need to disrespect Maxey that much.
Well,
he's been doing it. I was going to say he's been doing it.
Now,
that.
Jack, this thing that you say we're doing next, I thought we were waiting until Wednesday for that. Are we not?
I guess we're waiting until Wednesday for that.
I don't know. Do you want to do it next?
No, it's good.
Okay. We're going to do Eagles Insider of the Year rankings, power rankings, but I don't think we're ready yet.
Okay.
I say we wait
until
Wednesday.
We need to see more information.
We need more information, but that'll start next week, power rankings. But next, speaking of Fritz over there, he owes an apology to an executive, a sports executive in Philadelphia. I will tell you who that executive is next on the... Did you do the fart drop? Next on the new Afternoon Show on WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.